It is Mind Food Radio on mindfood.com, and we welcome the Editor-in-Chief, Michael McHugh, to the show. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Not as busy as you, because everybody there has been flat-tack, haven't you?
They have. Look, it's that time of the year where, you know, Christmas is around the corner, and we actually make the most beautiful Christmas cookbook that every reader gets free. So it's over 906, you know, plus pages, so hitting 100 pages. And it's just beautiful. You know, Michelle, our food director, starts planning it way back in sort of April, May. And it's so great to see it all come to fruition, all those beautiful recipes. And she's done some real different ones this time. And there's this wonderful section called Fast Menu. And it's all about, you know, ingredients you can just walk into a supermarket and then putting them all together and, you know, looking like an absolute cooking hero. And then there's a wonderful one called Ancestral Flavours, and that's picking up on, you know, flavours that perhaps we knew as a kid or our parents knew as a kid, and then bringing those flavours and ingredients through into really modern sort of solutions for Christmas Day. But it's all about ease. It's all about doing nothing on the actual day because you've done it before or you've got everyone pitching in to help. And, you know, the wonderful thing about our cookbook, all those recipes work, and I can tell you why, because I've tried them all.
Oh, good on you. What a sacrifice. That's great. Hey, now, the other thing you do exceptionally well is your events. Now, you've got a Christmas event on the 7th of December at Beirut.
Now, we have. That's a restaurant actually in Auckland. I went this year and I just loved it. And all the flavours are Middle Eastern. And so I've got to tell you, they've got the most beautiful hummus and gorgeous labneh. And it's all sort of smoked, you know, all those beautiful smoky flavours. So, now, that's going to happen on the 7th. Be quick to get that, because those tickets to our Christmas party sell out really quick.
It's because you have popular parties, Michael. Now, the other thing that we can expect in this edition is that you went to Stonehurst with Silver Fern Farms to the Douglas Clifford family.
We did, and I love doing those stories because I get to get out of the office and I get to meet some really lovely people and, you know, talk about their farms and their families. And the thing is with the Douglas Cliffords is, you know, the little kids that were running around there were actually the seventh generation. And I think it's actually been kind of the biggest family we've ever met in terms of, you know, heritage and generation run. So it was amazing. You know, you were walking around buildings that, you know, their grandparents and great-grandparents had worked in and, you know, had Christmas Day in, and just meeting them and seeing and sensing that real sense of history was just extraordinary. And I love doing those stories where you really step into a very different world. You know, John is sort of doing up this extraordinary homestead that his great uncle originally built. And I don't know, it's just one of those lovely stories that sort of touches your heart a bit to see this, you know, generational family working together and, you know, looking back at the past and bringing it right through into the future.
Brilliant. Well, look, you have done another remarkable job with Mind Food this year, not least of which Oprah Winfrey says she reads it. And, I mean, that's the highest praise you can get.
Well, we were pretty chuffed, I tell you. We quickly got that on a billboard outside my office, I can tell you that.
Good on you.
We were very excited when we got that, yeah. No, it's been a great year. And, you know, we owe it all to our readers. You know, we've got amazing staff and we all get very passionate and you know, focused on what we're creating, but we love getting feedback from readers, and that's really what makes us honest and making sure we're creating a good product, you know?
Brilliant. Well, you do. I hope you're going to get some time to put your feet up over the Christmas break, and we'll look forward to picking up our December edition of Mind Food magazine.
Wonderful. Well, you have a great Christmas too.